Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going with this series about Islam, the Quran, and Muhammad. Today we're going to talk about the five pillars of Islam. And so with that, let's go ahead and jump right in. Let's look at these five pillars of Islam, the core beliefs of Islam. A Muslim who fulfills the five pillars of Islam remains in the faith of Islam and sincerely repents of his sins will make it to Jannah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, which is paradise. If he performs the five pillars but does not remain in the faith, he will not be saved. Man alive! Could you imagine the life of a Muslim and having that hang over your head? Wow. Okay, so we're going to look at these five pillars. Number one, the Shahada, is the Islamic proclamation that there is no true God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. You guys have heard that. You have heard that so many times in movies. You've heard the rumor that Obama runs around with a ring in his pocket with that inscription on it. Everybody has heard the Shahada. If you're alive on planet Earth in the year 2012, you've heard the Shahada. And so B, this is the confession that Allah is the one and only true God, that Allah alone is worthy of worship. How could you worship a God that can lie to you? That Allah alone is the sovereign Lord who does what he wills with whoever he wills. That just made my point. It means that all his rules and laws found in the Quran are to be followed. It means that the Christian doctrine of the God as a Trinity is false, as are all other belief systems, including pantheism. Notice that they really made a point of calling out the Christians. See, Muhammad is the true and greatest prophet of Allah, and recognition of Muhammad as the prophet of God is required. It is through Muhammad that Allah conveyed the last and final revelation. Okay, so we talked about that. Let's move on. Number two, prayer. A prayer involves confession of sins, which begins with the purification of the body and ends with the purification of the soul. Prayer is performed five times a day. The first prayer is at dawn, and the last at sunset. So you guys have, I'm sure almost every one of you have seen some TV special, some kind of movie. Stop watching those movies. Anyway, some kind of movie or something where you hear that call coming out on the loudspeakers of, you know, different various places in the Middle East where, you know, Muslim countries, you hear those loudspeakers and hear the, you know, I'm doing a horrible rendition, but you hear them singing out this stuff and everybody plops down. They put their rugs on the ground. This Muslim that was witnessing to me, okay, I'm embarrassed to admit it, okay, but it was back a long time ago. I worked at Pizza Hut, okay, and he was a driver and he cruised around in his car. He had his rug, his prayer rug, I forgot what they're called, but I'll figure it out for you guys and put it in a future teaching. I don't know. He kept that on the hood of his dashboard, on his dashboard. He'd pull that out, and, I mean, he could be at work at Pizza Hut. He'd go outside. He'd plop that thing on the ground. He'd face Mecca. You know, he'd have a compass, and he could tell where Mecca was, a little Mecca finder. And he'd plop down and start praying right on the spot five times a day. Okay, so all that to say, yeah, prayer is performed five times a day. B, the names of the prayers are, oh boy, I'm going to mess this up. Muslims, I apologize. Fajr, Dahur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Oh boy. Guys, sorry. The Maghrib prayer is the sunset prayer. Isha is a prayer that is said after sunset. There's also a prayer that is said right after Fajr, known as Shuruq. Okay. Third pillar of Islam, fasting. The month of Ramadan is the month of fasting in Islam. It is an act of worship where the faithful follower denies his own needs and seeks Allah. Usually this fasting entails no drinking, eating, or sexual relations during the daylight hours for the entire month of Ramadan. Number four, almsgiving or charity, zakat. A, charity given to the poor. It benefits the poor and it helps the giver by moving him towards more holiness and submission to Allah. Almsgiving is considered a form of worship to God. I have no, well, besides the fact that it's worship given to Allah, but I have no issues with being charitable. In fact, shame on us Christians for not being more charitable. A lot of you out there, I know a lot of you listeners are very serious about your faith, and you help people out, and you love on your brothers and sisters. You give to those within your church who cannot support themselves. They need help. You give outside the church sometimes, the focus being on your brothers and sisters, though. And you're helping people. I have no issue with that at all. Number five, pilgrimage, the Hajj. This is a pilgrimage to Mecca. All Muslims, if they are able to make a pilgrimage to Mecca. It involves financial sacrifice and is an act of worship. Muslims must make the pilgrimage the first half of the last month of the lunar year. All right, and like I said, this was a practice that was around a long time before Muhammad entered the scene, a long time before he was even born. The thing is, people would make pilgrimages to Mecca to worship these 360 different idols. They're different gods, and also the cube, the Kaaba, and they would march around it seven times. They would kiss the black stone, the cube, and then they would run down to the wadi and throw rocks at the devil. This was going on for a long time, all right? And Muhammad was no stranger to this. He was a merchant, and merchants made, as they do today, make a ton of money at the Kaaba, at Mecca, during these pilgrimages. When that happens, and if you guys have seen pictures, I know I'll be putting pictures of it on the website. I mean, there is bazillions of people that show up. That's right. That's being technical. Bazillions. I mean, just vast crowds of people walking in circles around the Kaaba. And they would eventually try to hopefully get to the center. Not all of them make it, but try to get there somehow and kiss that black stone. And then they run down to the river and throw rocks at the devil. That's a moneymaker. That was a big deal for a merchant to make it there. And so Muhammad was not about to change that custom with Islam. So when he came along with his writings and his new revelations, supposedly from the angel Gabriel, he was not going to mess that up. Again, he was a merchant, and he made good money off of these pilgrimages. So
that's pretty much it. I mean, that's the five pillars of Islam. We have the Shahada, which is that declaration that Muslims must make. There is no true God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And you hear that all the time. And two, prayer. They have to pray five times a day. Number three, fasting. They have during the month of Ramadan, which usually, I don't think I mentioned this during the podcast, but it usually works out to somewhere in the July-ish area of the year. They base their calendar on a lunar calendar, and so it's kind of hard to predict when the Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, falls. So anyway, yes, they will fast during the daylight hours, and that means they're fasting from food, any kind of a drink, including water, and any kind of sexual interactions. Okay? And number four, They have almsgiving, or giving of charity. That's pretty self-explanatory. They give to the poor. Nothing wrong with that, except for they consider it worship to Allah. That's a problem. And five, the pilgrimage, which that one you should do if you're Muslim. You're required to do it, but that's only if you're able. I mean, there's some Muslims that just simply can't afford it. And so that's it, guys, the five pillars of Islam. Tomorrow we're going to continue looking at some of the other beliefs of Islam. That's probably a good place to stop. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. And there, guys, you can leave comments and questions. I do want to talk to you. You can also catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.